Hungry Jackets is the topic of tomorrow's Geek Speak lecture on the campus of Black Hill State University in Spearfish. Trenton Ellis is assistant professor of human services, and he's talking about food insecurity on campus. What does that mean for those at Black Hill State? Dr. Ellis joins us by phone this morning to preview his Geek Speak lecture that is taking place tomorrow at 4 p.m. Mountain in Jonas Hall, room 110. Dr. Ellis, welcome to The Moment. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
We were just talking about how in a crisis, sometimes people just forget to eat. And here we are talking about food insecurity as well. Sometimes you don't forget, but you don't have access to the food that needs to give the nutrition that you need. Tell me a little bit about why you chose this topic for an upcoming lecture.
Well, the project, the Black Hill State University Food Insecurity Survey Project, really comes out of my experience working with students who are struggling to balance the demands of college life, and unfortunately this means sometimes affording housing and food. So I knew that food insecurity was something that existed on campus, but we didn't know how prevalent it might be here at BHSU. And at Black Hill State, I teach a research methods curriculum for our sociology majors. So I thought this research methods class that I teach would be a great way for us to explore the problem on campus, and that's what we did. We conducted a food insecurity survey of around 300 students on campus, and that's how we conducted our research.
So one of the things people have to get past is this idea that this kind of problem is not a college student problem. It's thinking about food insecurity and hunger in a new way, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Unfortunately, it is a college student problem. We don't really have great data at the national level, but we do know based on our survey results that around 33% of our students from our sample would be classified by the USDA as food insecure. So we know that it exists on campus, and that's kind of the first step, really, in a campus community or any community really trying to address the problem, is trying to understand the problem. So that's what we aim to do with our survey.
What qualifies somebody as food insecure?
Well, the USDA uses a food insecurity or food security survey module, so they have an index that they use, and it's basically a series of yes-no questions. And they ask questions about, whether or not people have anxieties in terms of being able to afford food, and just all kinds of questions about people's access to food. And then from that index score, then they are categorized as food insecure. So when we say food insecure, we mean people who lack access to safe food that they obtain in a socially acceptable manner. And the USDA has two categories, of very low food security or low food security. And those two categories, classify people as food insecure.
All right. 33% of current college students at Black Hill State. Is that the number that you found?
That's the number we found. And that was on our Spearfish campus. So we conducted this survey last spring on our Spearfish campus. And then this coming spring, using the same research methods class, we plan to roll out the survey both here on Spearfish campus and on the Rapid City campus as well.
Are there other data points that you're looking at, or are you just looking for that big picture number?
Well, the students did pick, they selected a variety of different correlates that they wanted to test for relationships with food insecurity. And so a few of the other findings, I think one of the major findings was that there seems to be some correlation between academic performance and food insecurity, but we don't know whether or not the food insecurity is driving that academic performance or the lower academic performance, or whether lower academic performance is potentially the pre-existing factor. So we're kind of looking at that. And another finding, I think probably one of the most significant findings for us on our campus here, was that only about a third of our students were even aware that our food pantry on campus existed. So we do have currently a student food pantry on our campus, but only about a third of our students knew anything about it, and that was almost regardless of what their food insecurity status was. And so that's really important for us to know, because that tells us that we maybe need to put some resources into marketing that particular resource, or investigating that that resource further, so that we can make sure that it's working for the students here at Black Hills State.
Other steps going forward, because it occurs to me that food insecurity is a crisis for anyone. For someone who's in college, they might be days from dropping out.
Yeah, that's a major concern. Food insecurity is personally, and I think just for our society in general, food insecurity on college campuses is a threat to equality of opportunity. Mm-hmm. Ideally, I think most of us would agree that higher education should be an institution that fosters that opportunity for people in our society. So I think we really have to be concerned about this barrier, this additional barrier, because it's just one more barrier for those students who are trying to go to school, create a better quality for themselves, create a better quality of life for themselves and their families. And this is especially true for students from lower socioeconomic backgrounds. Obviously, there's a big connection between poverty and food insecurity. So, we should try to be doing what we can to remove those barriers. So going forward, one of the things we want to do is potentially study our food pantry here on campus to see what kinds of foods are typically offered by the food pantry. Is it possible that that students, even students who are food insecure, aren't using that pantry for some reason? Maybe if there's just cans of cream corn or dry beans or whatever, these aren't necessarily foods that students might be readily able to cook in their dorms or their residence hall rooms. So we want to look at that pantry and just kind of better understand, how it functions on campus in order to improve that function, in order to make it a more effective resource for our students.
What has been the response among professors and student leaders, administrators, to the work that you're doing? Are you seeing a lot of support?
Yeah, everybody is extremely supportive. They're generally aware that this is a problem not just on our campus. This isn't unique to Black Hills State. This is a problem on campuses throughout the country. So I think there is an awareness of the problem on campus. Like I said, we do have a student food pantry, so this was obviously already a concern of some folks on our campus. So we've received a lot of support. I'm looking forward to the talk tomorrow. I'm sure we'll get a lot of feedback from people, both in the campus community and maybe in the broader Spearfish community as well, and probably even some ideas going forward about what we might do to improve the situation.
Trenton Ellis is Assistant Professor of Human Services, and he's talking about food insecurity on campus. Hungry Jackets is the topic of tomorrow's Geek Speak lecture at Black Hills State University campus in Spearfish. You can be a part of that at 4 p.m. local time in Jonas Hall. Thank you so much, Trenton Ellis, for being here with us today. We appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Have a good day.